size of Huntsville, and Athens is about a half the size of Decatur. So if you take all the suburbs and outlying areas, we may be dealing with a market of 300,000 or 400,000 or 500,000 people, somewhere between 300,000 and half a million. That's perhaps a little more relevant on FM than on AM, since some of the AM signals in Huntsville are pretty poor, particularly at night, and can't be really said to cover the whole area of Athens and Decatur and like that. But in the FM stations, I think we can. Also, for the most part, I'm going to ignore three or four signals which are FM translators, low power relays of stations which are out of the area. And I guess I could include them, but I'm not going to, with the exception of one station, which I'm going to include on the translator just because it's a little unusual. There's nothing else quite like it in the market. So let's get started, and we'll start right off with that translator, which is at 88.1. The actual station is at 88.7 WAYM, Way FM, and it's in Nashville. Actually, the studios are in Nashville. I think the station is licensed to Columbia, Tennessee, which is just south of Nashville. I can't get the main signal of Way FM because WQPR, public radio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, is on the same frequency. Last weekend, WQPR was off the air, and I could get WAYM a little bit. But the 88.1 signal with its 10 or 20 watts covers the Huntsville area pretty well. Of course, not as well as a full power signal if you're listening on a Walkman and so forth, but it does a reasonably good job. They call themselves Christian Hit Radio, and it's probably the most upbeat, the most rock formatted of any religious station around here. If you were to listen to the station and not know what it was and not listen to the announcers in between the songs, why, you might think it was just a regular secular rock station. Being down in the educational portion of the band, they're not allowed to have commercials, although I would say they flaunt that rule a little bit, as do many other stations, including some public radio stations, by the way. And they have a really crazy morning show, just like a lot of rock stations. Being that these people have certain religious beliefs, they do not get into some of the risque stuff that a person like Howard Stern or Don Imus might do, but they still have a pretty rollicking morning show, obviously intended to appeal to the teenage listening audience. I think they have a few mainline religious programs during the day, such as Focus on the Family and maybe a couple of others, but mostly all day long, certainly in the morning and again in the afternoon and in the evening, they rock, and this is what they sound like.
WFM Commute Update.
Well, taking a look at our traffic out here, 24 westbound and eastbound between 840 and Sam Ridley Parkway, construction going on. This traffic report is made possible by the Regional Transportation Authority, and I'm Cam with your traffic on WFM.
Hi, Bob Augsburg here. A celebration is coming. WayFM is 7 years and growing. We'll be celebrating all that God is doing during the upcoming Spring Share-a-thon, May 4th through the 6th.
WayFM Weather!
Underwritten by Gary Force Acura. Clouds in the forecast and the chance of rain on and off today. Highs are going to be in the 60s.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you came here for. The party starts now.
It's live from Nashville.
But are you standing still?
Former guest and co-host of the morning show, Tiffany Arbuckle, that is Plum and Unforgivable. 11 minutes in front of the hour. Pays to be ignorant.
Yes, it does.
Just have to ask us here on the program.
I'm living proof.
That's right. We do it each and every morning.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally we give you a chance to go for Ignoramus of the Day, which is a highly touted, much respected title that you can win today.
Yes.
That you can go and tell everybody at school and at work.
I'm the most ignorant of all.
That's right. I won a prize for being ignorant. Now, the whole thing, the hardest part is going to the phone, dialing 1-888-HIT-RADIO.
Dial.
And then being caller 10.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part right there.
Yeah.
But if you can do that, then we've got three questions ready for you, and all you have to do is answer them in the style of an ignoramus.
Mm-hmm.
And we will set you up with a Michael W. Smith CD.
Sounds good.
1-888-HIT-RADIO. Caller 10. We'll play right after the normals.
Walks to the table with an apron full of stains and asks, "Here, sir."
DC Talk. We know exactly where you are and
FM rebroadcast on
W258 AE Florence,
W201 AQ Clarksville,
W206 AJ Cookville,
W257 AR Donaldson,
W287 AA Lawrenceburg,
W201 AR Huntsville,
W239 AA Fayetteville,
W201 BG Killen,
W294 AD Pulaski,
W217 AN Prospect,
W268 AA Falling Water North Chattanooga,
W212 AR Lindale,
W284 AE Orchard Hill South Chattanooga,
W201 AY Bowling Green,
W218 BE Union City.
Shine, make them wonder what you got.
They're coming to Nashville.
Way FM presents the final night of the Step Up to the Microphone Tour with the Newsboys. Be there
Saturday night, 8:15,
for the Newsboys
with special guests
OC Superdome at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. WAYM, Columbia, Clarksville, Nashville. This is Way FM.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's live from Nashville with Doug and Carla.
The latest news, here's Todd Wright.
Good morning. NATO forces have hit more targets in Yugoslavia.
When Way FM does their fundraising, they imply that they are the only Christian station in a lot of these markets bringing in Christian programming. Well, I would think that a lot of the Christian stations actually based in the local market, such as one we'll look at further up the band, would sort of resent these people from Nashville bringing in their translators and siphoning money from the community. But anyway, we're going to move on to 89.3 WLRH, the NPR station in Huntsville, operates with 100,000 watts, also carries the subcarrier of the radio reading service here in Huntsville. And I am a National Public Radio fan and a member of WLRH, so I may be a little bit biased. If so, you'll know why. Some NPR stations lean more toward politics and talk, and some lean more toward jazz, and some toward classical music. Well, ours definitely leans toward classical music when they're not carrying NPR. They carry Morning Edition from 5 to 9, which means they run through the whole program twice. From 9 to noon is classical music with a local hostess whom you'll hear. Noon to 3 is classical music with David Brown, the station manager, intermixed with things from PRI, such as Performance Today. And from 3 till 5:30 is All Things Considered, which means they run through the whole program and then run through the first half hour for a second time. 5:30 to 6 is Market Place. 6 to 7 is Fresh Air with Terry Gross. And then for most of the evening and overnight, it's more classical music programming. They have little bitty spots of local news and weather scattered throughout Morning Edition and All Things Considered, but they really don't have a local news program. They have quite a bit of community involvement, especially with the arts. Judy Waters, whom you will hear, and on Saturdays with her husband, Harry Waters, co-hosts a program called Sundial from 10 to noon, and they do a lot of billing and billboarding and promoting of the local arts here in Huntsville. Also, there's a program from noon to 1 on Saturday called Brass Reeds and Percussion by the director of the Huntsville Concert Band, and that program features all kinds of brass band music, music written specifically or arranged for a brass band. Other weekend programs include What Do You Know?, Prairie Home Companion, Car Talk, Shickley Mix, St. Paul Sunday, and Pipe Dreams. So that pretty well gives you the picture of an NPR station with quite a bit of emphasis on classical music. They do have a blues show on Saturday nights, a locally produced old rock and roll show called Reelin' in the Years from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Friday nights. And I believe they have music from the Hearts of Space and a couple of other things featuring different kinds of music. Well, it's hard to profile an NPR station, but I'll just give you a few of their breaks.
Next on 89.3 FM WLRH, we have more of NPR's Morning Edition with Bob Edwards. After Carl Castle and Doreen McAllister update national, international, and business news, Andy Bowers reports from a refugee camp in Albania where aid workers say they're having trouble getting help to the Kosovar refugees there. The weather for Huntsville, Decatur, and Athens today, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and a high of 72. Tonight, windy with an 80% chance for showers and thunderstorms, low 60. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 70. In Huntsville, it's cloudy and 56. This is member-supported public radio, 89.3 FM, WLRH, Huntsville's station for classic and classical music and in-depth news. Our studios and offices are on the campus of the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Tune in here this afternoon between noon and 3 for David Brown with classic and classical music. This portion of Morning Edition is made possible in part by listeners like you and by Panciara Design, located on Franklin Street in downtown Huntsville. The news continues at 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
Next on the dial, we have 90.1 WOCG, the station of Oakwood College in Huntsville. Now, Oakwood College is an interesting institution. It is a college run by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and it is mostly a black college. And centered near and around that Oakwood College is a fairly substantial community of black Seventh-day Adventists in Huntsville. And I wasn't aware that the Adventist Church was a large force in the black community, but there is this fairly substantial community here in Huntsville, and many of them run restaurants, especially vegetarian restaurants, since many Adventists are vegetarians, health food stores and bookstores and the like. In fact, the president of Huntsville's local NFB chapter is an Adventist. Well, WOCG plays a lot of religious music, much more middle-of-the-road music than we heard on Way FM. They have a few syndicated programs, such as Adventures in Odyssey, and something very unusual for Huntsville. They used to have, and I don't know if they still have this, I should check, they used to have 1 hour of Spanish on Sunday nights, a half-hour syndicated program from somewhere, and a half-hour local program from a Spanish-speaking pastor of a local church. I can't remember whether it's an Adventist church or not, even though I've heard the program. Oakwood College also has a lot of foreign students, particularly from African countries, and there used to be a program just before the Spanish program, an hour of African music and news about Africa. It was presented by an African student. That program is no longer on, and I assume that that student has probably left the college and perhaps there's no one else to do it. When I was telling you about the demographics of Huntsville, I should have mentioned that one of the things that reflect the way this community is that other than that program on WOCG, there is no foreign language programming whatsoever on any station, AM or FM, here in Huntsville. A situation which is quite a bit different from areas of the country where there's a large minority community speaking a different language. So now we'll sample a little bit of WOCG's morning show, hosted by what sound like Oakwood College students.
The Firebrand Youth Choir on 90.1 FM, WOCG, with something, that's not the name of the song, it's There's a Fountain, but it's from the CD, Something's Come Over Me. Something came over me, so I couldn't say that.
Hello, Jody.
That's who it is.
Yeah, that's a nice hat you have on there.
Thank you.
That's Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had that hat on yesterday.
I sure did. See, you know what? Okay, that's all right.
We're going to
see
you before the year's over.
We're
going to see you before the year's over. Yes, we are.
To show you our appreciation.
Yeah, we're going
to
record it.
For your and Mrs. Miller's support.
First of all, I know Jose doesn't sing.
I sing in choirs. And me and Asher are choir.
Sing when he was, when he was younger, he sang in the play.
And what was it called?
Last Day.
No, it was Mama, I Wish I Could Sing. That's what it was.
Oh. There's a problem stirring here.
No, there isn't.
Now, when I come out with my first CD, I don't want you to say nothing to me. I don't want you calling me up, talking about, hey, I knew him as, you know. No, I don't want it. No. Sign it. I'll sign it. I'll put somebody else's name. She gonna go around. I got a Jose sign. That's not a Jose name. That's it, Ralph.
It's 7:53 right now in the Tennessee Valley, and Nisha's going to come back in just a few minutes to tell us about
the rabies dog.
The Rambo dogs. She's got some Rambo dogs she's going to tell us about.
You got a minute.
You ever seen rabies? A rabies dog? Rabbit dog?
Rabbit dog?
No. Just the, you know, the Hollywood version.
I'm sure it's...
You know, the Hollywood version. They got the frothing
foaming
the
and stuff. But I really do think they do. I really do think
I believe
they
that, too. I've never seen one. But they're no joke.
Jose
has
one.
You can get very, very sick, possibly die from being bitten by a dog that has rabies.
Hey, oh, I can't say that on the air.
So, that's why when you get a dog bite, they make you go to the hospital.
We get sued.
Are there actual cases? Well, I read it yesterday. What
I'm sure there are, but if you get bit by a dog or any other kind of animal, actually, you really need to go and get your shot and get checked out.
And in some
out.
Cases, they actually shoot the animal.
Have you ever been?
Yeah.
Right,
it's over.
Yeah. Have you ever been bit by an animal? Other than stung by a bee or something.
Actually, I got bit by a goose.
You got bit by a goose?
Are you for real?
I'm serious. We were at a park and we were having prayer and we were all in a circle. And in the middle of prayer, this goose just came up.
And bit you.
And took a chomp out of your leg.
Thought you were a crocker.
In the general area.
In that general area. He took a chomp.
Yeah.
That's why I can't go anywhere with ducks anymore.
You don't like ducks.
So, Jody, have you ever been bit?
By a dog.
On your leg, huh?
Was it your dog?
Yeah. I've been bit by a dog.
You still have that dog?
I think I've been bit by a hamster. We used to have hamsters.
Wow.
Hamsters don't have teeth.
This one did.
Well, if that Nisha Morris is a student, she's pretty good, isn't she? I sure wouldn't mind having her as a reader. And I believe, in fact, that Oakwood College does have a School of Communications. Now we move up the dial to 90.9, which is another college station of another black college, WJAB, the voice of Alabama A&M University. Yes, some of you have heard of Texas A&M and Florida A&M. Well, we have Alabama A&M also here in Huntsville. As I said, it's primarily a black college, a college whose roots go way back into the early history of Huntsville. And WJAB is primarily a jazz station. They do take NPR news at certain times. And on Monday nights, they have a salsa show. The guy who does the salsa show, I think, might be from Puerto Rico, and he speaks some in Spanish and some in English, but it's really a show whose primary purpose, I think, is the music. So, again, I don't know whether the people who are on the air on WJAB are students or not, but the one we're going to hear sounds pretty good if she's a student. So here we go.
Listening to your smooth jazz and cool vocal station, 90.9 FM WJAB. That's music from Bobby Humphrey from the Blue Note Salutes Motown, one called Smiling Faces, sometimes a tune made famous by Undisputed Truth. Well, congratulations goes out to Lena Gay. She's the recipient of the WJAB Lunch Buffet Giveaway. That's from Hometown Buffet, located at 4710 University Drive. Once again, Lena, thank you, honey, for calling. You are a winner. And we want to say thank you once again to James Cox. He was the winner of the WJAB CD and Coffee Giveaway. The CD, Lee Ritenour, Coffee, half a pound from Coffee Clutch, downtown Huntsville. Reminding you, this hour of coffee and tea was made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Huntsville. You know, it just sounds right to say Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Huntsville, but it's Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Reminding everyone to be careful and be safe. 8:58 coming up at 9:01. Updated news from National Public Radio in Washington. State, local, and regional news with Erica Fox, followed by the last and final hour of Coffee and Tea with me, your host, Ellen Washington. I leave you right now with music from, you know, on this disc, a lot of announcers here play the song Black Cow, which is really good, really, really good. I've got to give it to them on that one. But this is one of my favorites. It's a tribute to Montgomery. I forgot his first name. But the name of the song is Mr. Montgomery on your smooth jazz and cool vocal station, Nick Caulion, once again on WJAB.
Your smooth jazz and cool vocal station, WJAB 90.9 FM, Huntsville.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Chad Pergram.
And now we come to the last station on the non-commercial portion of the band, 91.7 WYFD. And judging from the ID that you'll hear, I think the actual city of license is Decatur, though I have no idea where the studios or transmitter are located. Well, I don't even know if they have studios. WYFD is part of the Bible Broadcasting Network, and within the definition of a religious station, you could not have a greater contrast than there is between WAY-FM and WYFD. The Bible Broadcasting Network broadcasts what I would have to call traditional music. I don't want to use the word conservative because that has political overtones, so I'm going to use the word traditional. Very, very traditional, middle-of-the-road Christian music. Lots of big, big choir productions might remind you of something like the Robert Shaw Chorale. Soloists, about which I don't know much, but I remember years ago hearing George Beverly Shea on the Billy Graham Show on regular radio stations, that kind of thing. Now, one of the peculiarities of the Bible Broadcasting Network, which is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, they don't allow their local stations to have any original or local programming whatsoever. I suppose from some stations' point of view, this is a good thing in that all they have to do is hit the satellite and set the levels and go out and lock the door, and they don't have to originate anything. In my opinion, it's a very great disservice to the local community, and at the very least, I do not think such stations should be allowed to occupy the non-commercial portion of the band. It seems to me the very least they could do is have programs during drive time with local church announcements and maybe broadcast some local church services on Sunday and do some things which would serve the religious community which they see as their audience. But Bible Broadcasting keeps the hand of control firmly on the rudder, and the local stations are not allowed to do anything at all. One of the things that Bible Broadcasting Network has every afternoon is a short reading from the Bible by Alexander Scorby. Those of you who've been around talking books for a few years may remember Alexander Scorby, perhaps the best reader that talking books ever had. I used to say that I would even listen to Alexander Scorby reading the phone book. Okay, enough personal opinions. Let's hear a little bit of WYFD.
For direction at WYFD Decatur, Huntsville, The Shoals.
Good Bible teaching is about 3 minutes away with the Back to the Bible broadcast coming up on the half hour. Also, we have good Bible teaching for you in just under 12 hours with BBN's Conference Pulpit coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, 8 central. Tonight, Dr. Paul Van Gorder will be our Bible teacher once again. For a number of years, he was associated with the Back to the Bible broadcast. And tonight, we'll hear message number 3 in his series on the Overcomer. Dr. Paul Van Gorder, our Bible teacher, tonight at 9 o'clock, 8 central, on BBN's Conference Pulpit.
Sooner or later, the skies will be bright. Tears will be all wiped away.
Didn't my mother used to watch a soap opera that had a theme something like that? Now, folks, I don't mean any disrespect. That's just such a catchy little ditty. But I tell you, I was astonished to hear them mention the Back to the Bible broadcast. I remember the Back to the Bible broadcast from many, many years ago when I was a little kid with a preacher named Theodore Epp, the man with the shortest last name that I ever heard. And that program wasn't on religious stations, it was on secular stations. I remember it used to be on WHAM in Rochester. So I checked out a little bit of this Back to the Bible broadcast. They don't have the same theme song, and they didn't give an address, they just gave an 800 number. So I called the 800 number, and sure enough, it's the same organization still located in Lincoln, Nebraska. That was quite a surprise to me.
When we'll again turn our hearts toward home.
Inspiration and information, WYFD, Decatur, Huntsville.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
The Bible Broadcasting Network presents Daily Bible Reading. This day-by-day reading will lead us through the entire Word of God in 1 year. Join us for today's reading with Alexander Scorby. We'll start reading at 2 Samuel chapter 17 today. 2 Samuel chapter 17.
Chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee.
Alexander Scorby was probably the best-known voice of the Talking Book program during its early and middle years, going up to maybe about 1980. I don't know how many times he may have recorded the Bible, different readings as the Talking Book records became more modern and it was redone. Also recorded it for sighted people, distributed on regular LP records and on cassettes. And while a discussion of Alexander Scorby is really outside the scope of this report, I can just say that to those of us who grew up hearing him, we'll never forget him.
Thanks, Tim. That's a wrap for the May Market Scope. Next month, we'll whack away on more of the FM dial in Huntsville. Coming up in future editions, we take a look at North Carolina radio and also Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, as many of you know, the National Radio Club's 2000 convention will be in Lima, Ohio this year. Also, if you're a regular attendee, you know that WNRC comes alive for the weekend. Each year, we try to do something different and entertaining. There are two things we'd like to do this year, and we could sure use your help. Many of you have great voices, so why not help us out with our first project? How about lending us some support on commercials and welcoming messages? All you need is a good, clean recording system. Recordings can be made on reel-to-reel, good-quality cassette, CDs, or sent as MP3 computer files to Fred via the Internet. We can only accept good-quality recordings and not those recorded on the internal mic of a cassette machine. If you're interested, contact Fred for details. Be sure to indicate if you can take scripts in print or computer disc, or we may be able to braille or send a cassette to you. Our second need is for welcome messages. We would like to get 20 to 30 second welcome messages from named talent in your area. We'll send you the script. All you need to do is get the folks to read the script and mail us a tape. It's simple, and we think it'll be fun too. Let's see how many voices we can get on the air that represent radio in the year 2000. In a couple months, you'll also have the opportunity to call a special number and via telephone leave a welcome message for the people attending the convention. You can call, your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse can call. One call per person, please. Details will be on the June DX audio service. So with that, we'll switch over to the Akron Market for musings.
Up to the minute. WHLO, hello radio, where the news is first.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and DX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson in Calumet City, Illinois, with a little bit of news for you. WNWI in Oaklawn, Illinois on 1080 now is running their nighttime programming with 900 watts at night. They seem to come in real good over here, but I'm not too far really from their transmitter, so it's very difficult to tell, you know, how far into the city they go, but from what I understand, they get out pretty good. So I believe that's the latest news. Of course, there is rumors that WMAQ is going to go all sports and WSCR is going to be sold when the merger is completed. with Viacom and whoever they're with. Nowadays, you don't know. Anyway, everything's going great, and congratulations to all of you at the DX Audio Service. You've put out a great magazine for years, and I know you'll continue to do so. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is April 1st. The only change in the D.C. area is that on 1690, WMDM has dropped their call sign. They've gone back to WPTX. I've heard this over the last two or three days.
This is Tim Hendel. Well, the last station we heard on the April travelogue, WYOR 560 in Nashville, isn't WYOR anymore. It's WNSR, and I assume that stands for Nashville Sports Radio. It's not one-on-one sports. It's one of the other syndicated sports talk networks. I can't remember which one. The signal here in Huntsville is not quite clean enough to get a good recording for John, but I just thought I'd let you know about that change anyway. On the demonstration of the IBOC digital FM broadcasting on the April DX audio service, I noticed that the two stations that we heard seemed to have that buzz at different pitches. Even the New York station, the buzz on the low side of the station seemed to be a little bit lower in pitch than the buzz on the high side of the station. I wonder if anyone can explain this, especially the difference in pitches between the two different stations. I don't know when this happened, but I discovered it first today, April 8th. A new X-band station on 1620 WTAW in College Station, Texas. I suspect from those call letters that that's an old station that has moved up as opposed to a really new facility. They were carrying Aggie baseball and lots of commercials for College Station and Bryant, Texas. Signal was very strong here in North Alabama, completely overriding Atmore, Alabama, also on 1620, so maybe the station is using the 10,000-watt day facility as they test their equipment and not cutting back at night.
Hi, Fred. This is Dale Ham calling from Austin. 1150 in Brenham, Texas, WTAW, has just recently, past 3 weeks or so, switched to 1620. They're still broadcasting on 1150, but they're also simulcasting now up on 1620. And yes, Mr. John Balker, I will get you a good clean ID of it. See y'all later.
Hello, my fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Congratulate you wonderful people in the National Radio Club on 15 years of this service. I'm very happy and proud to be a member. I hope I can come to the convention this year in Lima and meet all of you personally that I hear on the tapes every month. I'm sorry to hear of the death of Byron Son. He was a wonderful baseball announcer. I talked to him several times when I used to follow the Cincinnati Reds to spring training in Florida. And I'm also sorry to hear of WPWC Dumfries, Virginia being off the air because Cousin Ray Wolfenden has been a friend of mine for 39 years. And he was trying to sell that station for 12 years, and I'm sorry that it's not on the air anymore. Radio Shack has a new loop antenna, I understand, for about $30 or $40 that's supposed to help with AM radio reception. Now, I have a select antenna, which I love very much. It does a great job, but I would be interested in checking that out. There's been some Cuban interference some nights with some Skywave stations, and the Skywave's been funny some nights lately. Tonight is very good. 1290 is really good for sports fans DXing. I know that some nights I get WHIO Dayton, Ohio, and they have so much, and there's a station in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, I think it's WMBG, and there's one up here in London, Ontario, CJBK, that carries an awful lot of sports, and I really enjoy all of these things.
Hello there, DXers. Josh Owens calling from Reidsville, North Carolina, at the best station in the world. Got a couple of questions, actually a question and a comment. The question is, I was up in Dandridge, Tennessee, which is near Knoxville, about a month, a little bit over a month ago now, It was on a Sunday afternoon at her station on 900 AM. I don't know where it was. I guess it was in Knoxville. I don't quite know. I don't know anything about the station. All I know it was carrying Christian programming, and I did not hear an ID any time I listened. If someone could let me know on the magazine, appreciate that. And also, I think it's 930 WSEV in Sevierville, which is up near there, has changed formats. It was country at one time I know about. I don't know how long ago this has been, but it's now Solid Gospel is what it's commonly called. Some people call it the Reach Network, but it's now an affiliate of the Solid Gospel Network. Thank you. Enjoy the magazine. Talk to you later on. Bye.
It's time now for the DXchange.
And on our DXchange, Alan Sykes, S-Y-K-E-S, whose amateur call sign is KR4AE, at 268 Daniel Drive, Cleveland, Tennessee, 30528, area code 706-865-0262, has a Drake R8A for sale. The radio is in perfect condition, and he thought we could spread the word to everyone on the DX Audio Service. Price is $650, and he will pay shipping. Don't know if that includes the manual and accessories, but you can call him at that telephone number or email him at Alan, A-L-A-N, _S_ 30528 at yahoo.com. And I don't want to forget this one here. Dick Truax is doing a little spring cleaning. He has for sale a Sony ICF-2010 portable receiver in excellent condition. It has the Kiwa filter installed for improved selectivity. It's one of the best portable receivers made to date. He has the original box, manual, power cube, all in excellent condition. $270 shipped to the lower 48. Also, a Drake R8A in excellent shape. A few light marks on the cabinet. Works perfect with manual. It's one of the best state-of-the-art receivers, and he has it for sale for $735 shipped to the lower 48. And finally, an AOR 7030 Plus in as-new condition. It's really a super receiver in the compact size. You can see various reviews in the World Radio TV Handbook. This is the Plus, or the latest version, with the DC power cube and remote control, manual and original box. Check Universal for current new pricing. He's shipping it, or I should say selling it, for $950 shipped to the lower 48. You can contact Dick at area code 812-246-6377 weeknights after 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or on the weekends. He also has email at K9RT, that's Kilo 9, Romeo Tango at AOL.com.
If you've something to buy, sell, or trade, send it to us on a card or letter. Your ad will appear on the DX Audio Service and DX News Magazine. Ads are free to DX Audio Service members. Send your list to Fred Vobey, DXchange, 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835.
Welcome to April Sports Report. On the DX Audio Service here, Ken Beck here to brighten your day, hopefully. And our first item comes on March 25th from Seattle. On Sunday, the 25th, demolition experts will do to the Seattle Kingdom what a lot of sports fans want to do for a long time, blow it to pieces. The leaden-looking dome stadium with all the charm of a parking garage will be brought down with explosives and what will be an excuse for parties around Seattle. The demolition will leave a void in the skyline at the edge of downtown Seattle. The gray concrete dome with its ribbed roof and exposed walkways has been a city landmark ever since it was completed in 1976. Brian Honda, who owns the nearby Triangle Pub, says, "It was an ugly building." Anyway, a lot of fans won't be sorry to see it go. The Kingdom has been called the concrete blister, the mushroom, the fire hydrant, and the juicer. When King County started drawing plans up for the Kingdom in 1968, multipurpose stadiums were all the rage, and domes were considered a necessity in cities where the weather was uncooperative. too muggy like in Houston, too frigid in Minneapolis, or in Seattle, too cool and wet. But the somber gray ceiling, 250 feet above the diamond, seemed perpetually in need of a good scrubbing. Fans said it was like watching a game inside a parking garage. The King Dome also leaked. Its artificial roof was hard on players. In 1994, four acoustical tires weighing about 20 pounds apiece crashed into the stands hours before a game, and the King Dome had to close for repairs for 4 months and $70 million of repairs. Moreover, the King Dome was too small for football and lacked the intimacy of many ballparks. The team also complained they couldn't turn a profit there because it had a few luxury boxes and concession stands and inadequate bathrooms. Still, the King Dome had its advantages. Ken Griffey Jr. favored its homer-friendly dimensions, and because of the dome's acoustics, the noise inside was incredible, earning Seattle fans a reputation as the team's 12th player. In 1984, the Seahawks retired the number 12 jersey in their honor. Once it's gone, the county-owned King Dome will not long be forgotten for a long time, in part because they're still paying for it. That's why. They owe $125 million for the original construction, repairs, improvement, and interest. The debt, financed by a 2% hotel tax, isn't scheduled to be paid off until 2016. The Mariners' new $517 million ballpark called Safeco Field, which has real grass and retractable roof, opened last July, and in 2 years, a new multi-million-dollar stadium for the Seahawks will open. Until then, the Seahawks will play at the University of Washington. For Seattle's multipurpose eyesore, Honda said, it's done its job. They did what they had to do because they wanted to bring professional sports to Seattle. Now on to Major League Baseball. I've got quite a lot of stuff in a short time, so let me get right into it. Anaheim Angels, 570, KLAC in English, with Mario Empembra and Darren Sutton. No network available. Arizona Diamondbacks, six in English, 620, KTAR, Greg Schulte and Tom Brenneman. In Spanish, 1480, KPNX, with Rene Bota and Enrique Lopez from last year. No current announcers if there's changes. Atlanta Braves in English, 750 WSB, with their Skip Carey, Pete Van Wieren, Don Sutton, and Joe Simpson. Baltimore Orioles, 1090 WBAL, last year's announcers, we'd have nothing if they've changed. Jim Hunter, Fred Manfred, Chuck Thompson. Boston Red Sox in English on 850 WEEI, with Joe Castiglione and Jerry Trupiano, and the network of 42 AM and 16 FM stations. In Spanish on 1330 WRCA, interesting calls there, with Bobby Serrano and Hector Martinez on a five-station network. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN, Pat Hughes and Ron Santo, no network available, but it's got to be big. Chicago White Sox, 1000 ESPN Radio, WMVP, Chicago, John Rooney and Ed Farmer, 16 AM stations and 5 FM. Cincinnati Reds, 700 WLW, and a 28 stations on AM and 8 stations on FM. The announcers, we assume, are Marty Brenneman, Joe Nuxall. No new information available. Cleveland Indians, 1100 WTAM, with Tom Hamilton, Mike Keegan, and Matt Underwood. And the network, as of about 2 months ago, was 28 AM and 8 FM stations. We may need an update, though. Colorado Rockies, in English, 850 KOA, with Wayne Hagen and Jeff Kingreep, and in Spanish, 1150 KCUV, with Francisco Gomez and Antonio Guevara from last year. Detroit Tigers, 760 WJR, Ernie Harwell, Jim Price, and Dan Dickerson. Thanks to Wayne Ryan for his tip there, too. Florida Marlins, English, 560 WQAM, with Joe Angel and Dave O'Brien. That's the current ones. Last year's in Spanish, 1140 WQBA, Philo Ramirez, Jesus Diaz. Houston Astros, 740 KTRH in English, with Milo Hamilton and whoever else is working with him, plus a network of 29 AM and 6 FM stations, and in Spanish on 1320 KXYZ, no announcers known. Kansas City Royals, 980 KMBZ with Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefebvre from last year. Any changes? We don't know yet. Los Angeles Dodgers in English, 1150 KXTA with Vin Scully, Ross Porter, and Rick Monday, plus a network of 21 AM stations. Spanish, 1330 KWKW with Jaime Harin and Pepe Iringas. And in Korean, 1230 KYPA. Milwaukee Brewers, 620 WTMJ with Jim Powell, Bob Uecker, and a network of over 60 stations on AM and FM. Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCO with John Gordon and Dan Gladden, plus a network of 53 AM and 14 FM stations. Montreal Expos, to current knowledge, there is only FM radio, 730 CKAC, if anything, no TV, no English radio. New York Mets, 660 WFAN, no information available. New York Yankees, 770 WABC, only last year's announcers of John Sterling and Michael Kay are known, nothing current available. Oakland Athletics, 960 KABL with Bill King, Ray Fossey, and Ken Korak, and no network available. 1210 WPHT will do the Philadelphia Phillies with a booth full of Harry Callis, Andy Musser, Chris Wheeler, Larry Anderson, and Scott Graham, 18 AM and 1 FM station. Pittsburgh Pirates, 1020 KDKA, Lanny Frattari, Steve Blass, Greg Brown, and Bob Walk, 36 AM and 3 FM stations there. St. Louis Cardinals, 1120 KMOX, I assume with Joe Buck, Jack Buck, and Mike Shannon, a network of 47 AM and 42 FM stations. San Diego Padres, moved to 600 KOGO in English, Jerry Coleman and Ted Leitner in Spanish, 1040 KURS. Next, San Francisco Giants, English, 680 KNBR. John Miller, Dwayne Kuiper, Ted Robinson, Mike Kruko, Lon Simmons, and Dennis Higgins. Network of 18 AM and 2 FM stations. In Spanish, 1370 KZSF, Amory Pie Gonzalez there. Seattle Mariners, 710 KIRO, with Dave Niehaus, Rick Riz, and Ron Fairley in a network of 31 AM and 2 FM stations. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 970 WFLA, no information available. Texas Rangers, in English, 1080 KRLD, with Eric Nadel and Vince Contronio, a network of 41 AM and 12 FM stations. In Spanish, 1270 KESS. Toronto Blue Jays, 1050 CHUM, with Tom Cheek, Jerry Howarth, and Gary Matthews in a multi-province network. That's it for baseball. Now, quickly into Major League Soccer with teams in San Jose, Miami, Chicago, which broadcasts on 560 WIND in Spanish and 1030 WNVR in Polish, Columbus, Ohio, Colorado, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Dallas, DC United, New York, New Jersey, New England, and Los Angeles. The National Professional Soccer League is finishing up, and the Continental Basketball Association finished up with the playoffs, and the champion was Yakima's, just finished up today. The International Basketball League continues play. And finally, the National Lacrosse League starts up with teams in Buffalo, Toronto, Philadelphia, Albany, New York, Pittsburgh, Rochester, New York, New York City, Syracuse, and that's going on now. I'll be back next month with more because we're out of time. Thanks, Fred. Take it away. Bye-bye.
WSTM Weather.
Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me. My name is Fred Vobe, spelled V-O-B-B-E, at 706 McKenzie Drive, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. You can contact me at 419-228-4199 or on the internet at fredv@nrcdxas.org. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.
Music that makes your morning.